I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Well, now Poirot is back on the case investigating the murder of Roger Ackroyd.
I am a little penguin. I'm looking for my mummy. I waddle, waddle over ice. I'm cold and I am hungry. Mama, 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 finally, there you are. Tell me, what did you do?
I caught a fish for you.
Hello, you're listening to Peregrine Polk. Hello, and you're listening to Peregrine. Hello, and you're listening to Penguin Podcast, the only podcast where we discuss penguins. Oh, man, you can tell it. No, you, person who isn't really Chris Barnes, what do you think of penguins?
I love penguins. They're brilliant.
Good. Shall we start?
You know, Benedict Cumberbatch can't say a penguin either.
I can usually say penguin.
He keeps saying penguin. No, it is penguin, isn't it? No. That doesn't make any sense. He can't say penguin. He says penguin. Oh, does he, Chris? Yeah. Anyway.
This is a great open. That's not that. It's not screen naughty.
Let's go.
Hiya, how you been?
All right. I had a gig on Wednesday with Paul Foot.
Yes, I've heard. It's a great vibe.
Me, Graham Hart, and Stylophobia.
Stylophobia. How about that? Yeah. Great.
It was. He was actually topical for once.
As I say, at the recording of this, Rolf Harris has passed away. Good.
Well, what he did was horrible, but I take the fact that Jimmy Savile went to his grave and got all the adulation when he died, and everyone, oh, poor Jimmy's died, oh. Yeah. And then when Rolf's died, everyone's gone, ah, oh, piss off. And it should have been the same for Jimmy as well, but it wasn't.
It should have, but they didn't get to him quick enough. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem with those pedos. They're light on their feet.
And Tina Turner died as well.
Yeah. I feel sad for her daughter, Paige, who's a novelist.
Do you know, I tried to search the other day, and I found that joke that you'd written.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, a joke that I've written. How long was that search?
It was last year. No, 2020 you wrote it.
I'm proud of that. Who knew?
I was going to put on Facebook and go, oh, disgusting, horrible, can't believe it. She was hang on a minute, that was yesterday. No, she was lovely. We like Tina Turner.
We don't need another hero, though. We don't need another hero. You're a big Tina Turner fan?
I like Tina Turner, Ted, yes.
What's your favourite Tina Turner track?
Simply the Best.
I like He Lives in You from Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. I like as well that it took me about 20 years to realise that Simba's Pride was actually a double title.
Yes, it's a play on words.
Because he's his own pride, and of course, Pride of Lions.
See the button in the water. That's me doing Goldeneye.
That's it. Tina, Tina, have we got you on a Ouija?
She was Beyonce before Beyonce.
She was Beyonce before Beyonce. I love that quote. When Elvis died, someone wrote, before anyone did anything, Elvis did everything. And I thought, well, he didn't, did he? He didn't invent a wheel. I mean, he didn't understand quantum physics. He just stole some songs off the black people. That's all that Elvis did, isn't it? Isn't it, Elvis? You know what you did?
Go on, Elvis.
We're really hitting the right demographic, aren't we? Here we go after Tina Turner and Elvis. That'll get the kids listening.
I did reggae or reggae again, and I just laughed all the way through it because I haven't done it in a while.
It's a good game show.
I found it funny, and if no one else was finding it funny.
And that's what I like about you sometimes, Chris. Even if no one else is finding it funny, you'll still go on.
I was annoyed because some people didn't know what the family nest was.
I don't think you could be annoyed at audience members for that.
I was annoyed. Graham said, I don't think that worked because no one knew what the family nest was. And I thought,
in what context did you use the family nest?
Songs to Make Love To. In Scotland.
In a Scottish edition.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great song, though.
So, something did happen after the gig.
Yeah.
I'm riding home on my bike. I stop. I've had a few beers and I fell over.
Mate, that's amazing.
My arm hurts.
Oh, you in quite a lot of pain?
Oh, just in my arm. I knew I had to fall. I fell on my back. Well, I can't remember how I fell, but.
All the training as a paratrooper.
All I could keep thinking was, oh, I broke my phone, haven't I? I broke my phone.
That's good.
My phone was fine.
Well, as long as you're fine as well. Like, I care more about that than your phone.
I don't. I care more about the phone.
Yeah.
I can get other arms.
Oh, you can get up, but you can't really, can you?
You can. If, like, you can invent this gadget that you could have, like, arms and stuff.
And Link. We watch The Gadget Show.
This week, we're making movies with camcorders. Building a heads-up display for a car. And finding out if plasma tellies are any good.
Now, remember tomorrow's world? Well, it's that.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. I watched this and thought, we've come a long way, especially talking about TV. And, oh, look at the effects on them tellies.
They did movies on camcorders.
Yeah.
Building a heads-up display, looking at plasma tellies. Are they the future? Yeah. That's what they did.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Now, was there anything that you ever saw on these gadget show things? We still haven't got that.
Yes.
Where's the hover cars?
They have them. They've not seen the kids on the scooters.
They don't hover, do they? They don't fly. They've got wheels.
Would you really want
wheels? It's just a car.
Would you really want something to hover?
Yeah, I'd like to. I like it to hover to the family net.
That's not how it goes.
How does it go?
My dude is on his bagpipes. I can't remember the rest of it.
Just like that. McDoodle's on his bagpipes because we're very typical.
There's such a lot of mystery surrounding Nessie's home. But if you got a secret thistle whistle, you might spot a Nessie of your own. MacTooth blows on his bagpipes while Elspeth and Angus watch those nuts go floating across the waves. Ferocious Ness appears if once and grabs a note or two for lunch, and the whole of the family Ness is not too far behind. Ness leaps over him, turns upside down, then dives back in. And the beautiful, lovely Ness shows she's the kissing kind. Time with Ness comes up for air, and taking notes without a care, returns with a bash and a crash and a splash to the family Ness. Family Ness, family
Ness. Change the subject slightly. I've got axe throwing on Saturday, and they need ID, which everyone's normally like, oh, makes me feel so young. It doesn't. It's a pain in the ass because I've got to try and find my passport.
Well, is it just ID for you? Because you look a bit shifty.
I don't know. I just don't want to get there and they say, you can't come in. because you know.
Right. I've just got a vibe.
Hmm?
Why can't you come in? I've just got a vibe. You can't.
And I've looked, and they're not massive axes. They're just like little ones. I was thinking that like, they'd be like, what's Stormbreaker from the Marvels? Like
Stormbreaker, weren't you?
Yeah.
What do you think? Look, it's weird, isn't it? That all health and safety in the world, yet there is places you can go and drink beer and throw axes.
Have you not got a dartboard?
Yeah. Have you not got a dartboard? No. Here's an axe. Have you done it before?
No.
Who else is going?
Dave D's going, but he's also going to see Harry Vince Maple be inaugurated with Keir Starmer.
Ooh. Is there going to be axe throwing at Keir Starmer's...
Might be. Good. So I'm betting that Vince Maple will be on Have I Got News For You soon.
He is, Vince.
No, in person.
That'd be pretty impressive. He beats us all to it.
Yeah.
Just joining the Labour Party.
It's almost like you could just become a councillor and you're trying to get on Have I Got News For You. No, cut that bit out.
No, keep it in. Keep it in. You say what you want.
That's why she did it for. She wants to get on Have I Got News For You.
That's the only reason anyone would join any kind of party. To be on Have I Got News For You.
So the man, he made a built-up display. Sorry, he built up... Fuck.
Go on. Come on.
I did this on a tunnel the other day. I said, can everyone go to the theater?
On a tunnel? What, at the train station in the 70s?
On my day job. I once did it as Trevor. And someone said, are you a pretty one? I said, yeah, all right, I'm fine.
Build it. No, I'm not.
Building a heads-up display for a car, which is basically a sat-nav.
Yeah.
That's what he built.
It's weird that we take this for granted now, isn't it?
Mm. And
it's
then
weird that they don't about it.
And people don't even have sat-navs anymore.
No, because they were too expensive, and you had to update them. And every now and then, when you did update them, it takes you to places that were no longer there.
I must have told you about what I did to my brother's sat-nav.
No.
I made it into Yoda.
How was
and
that?
And him and his girlfriend had to sit there for 5 hours while it played. Went, go to the service station, you must. And they were so annoyed by it, but they didn't know how to turn it off.
Oh, that's amazing.
In 200 yards, the end of the road, left turn. Left turn. In 100 yards, at the roundabout, take the second exit.
Do you remember, though, when Satnav came in? And it was before, like, smartphones. And you could add stuff to them. Like, you could make the car look like your car. Plus, you could have, like, you could put where there's a McDonald's.
You could put where there's a McDonald's?
Yeah, you could put, like, the McDonald's logo in so you could never, like, miss a McDonald's.
Oh, are you hungry again?
No. I am very hungry. But I'm very alert. That's what I keep telling myself.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Oh, fuck, it's the adverts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Are you drinking my molar, Fred?
No.
I can hear it moving.
Welcome back. So all the stuff that he tried to put in the car was like this computer, and then this other screen that will reflect onto the screen to see what I can see, what I'm seeing, like a fighter pilot. Which that really caught on, didn't it?
Well, I saw it. Why don't you just drive your car normally? Like, people have been driving cars for about 100 years.
Hmm.
Mate, well, yeah, was there cars in the Victorian age? I don't know. Write in on a postcard.
Were there postcards in the Victorian age?
I don't know. Write in on a postcard.
Okay, so we start off with the brains of the operation, a computer. I actually made this thing myself, but it's essentially the same as your 1 gigahertz PC at home or at work, but it's a lot smaller, and it also works off 12 volts, which is great for an in-car environment. Into the back of this thing, I'm going to plug a GPS. A global positioning system, and the combination of those two devices will give me the display and the details I'm looking for, my position, speed, compass bearing, that sort of thing. But of course, it all has to be powered, and that is done simply by using one of these. It's called a power inverter. Without getting too technical, it uses the plain old cigarette lighter. So now we come to the heads-up display itself. And I've decided to emulate the kind of design that you'll find in an F-16 or a Tornado. This is essentially how it works. Imagine I'm a pilot, okay? I'm sat in my cockpit. I'm looking out of the window. What you find in those kinds of aircraft is a monitor about here looking upwards. Between it and my view outside is a piece of glass at 45 degrees. This piece of glass reflects whatever the monitor displays. But there's a problem. The glass flips the image. So the output of that monitor has got to be mirrored. It sounds really, really simple. You think you could solve it with software.
So they get Susie Perry to shoot a film in bullet time, and the bullet time is shit.
Yeah, terrible.
All she does, I know this is very visual, but only for Adam, all she just basically goes, and I was like, what? That's not bullet time. You need more. You need him as a big circle. Channel 5.
Time's still a thing.
Is what?
Bullet time's still a thing. Even The Matrix, I don't think, uses bullet time anymore.
You could probably all do it with CGI, couldn't you?
Yeah, just draw the bullet.
I like The Matrix 2 when there's loads of Neos, but they haven't really rendered them very well, and they just look like cutscenes from a PS1.
I like that. I like the big fight scene where there's loads of Neos and everything. They've run out of ideas.
Are you still going to do Jurassic Party?
Yes, Jurassic Party is going to happen.
Are you annoyed that I found loads of pictures online of people using the same pun?
Yes, more so. But do they have me dressed as a T-Rex in the logo?
No, but they probably don't.
I'm going to have that.
You get like, what's his name? Is it Piff, the magic dragon that goes to Edinburgh every year?
I'll take that. Did you refer to it as the Edinburgh Review then as well?
No, I didn't, know.
Did you say goes to the Edinburgh Review?
No, it's just Edinburgh. Oh, I don't know what I said. I know when I edit it back. When I listen to it back, then I realise I said that.
Piff the magic dragon who goes to the Edinburgh Review every year.
I thought about the Edinburgh Festival and Glastonbury. Yeah. Glastonbury, when they have the festival, they don't have newcomer or
crying.
A what?
Comedians crying everywhere.
Yeah, comedians crying everywhere. I also brought this up to Paul Foote, and he said also, you just get to go to Glastonbury. You don't have to pay individually for the tickets. I thought, oh, yeah, that is true.
That is true. Also, Glastonbury is a festival. Like, I think Edinburgh feels more like a showcase.
Hmm. He told me about Edinburgh. He told me about a comedy festival where you just pay one ticket and you get to go to all the shows. I thought, oh, I'll do that.
That's a magical place.
Hmm. Oh, I can't remember where he was now. Up north, is probably.
Up north fest.
Yeah, up north fest.
Up north fest, where all the fests are. Wouldn't it be great to have a friend gym about it?
Is that a thing, or are you going to invent it? I don't know. I don't know what that joke was. That a joke?
No, no, it'd just be nice.
Why Thanet?
Because I lived there, Thanet.
Oh, well, I want the Canterbury Festival to be bigger than it.
Yeah, me too. I want them to put acts that are actually from the area.
Oh, shoot across the bow.
I want a festival booked by someone who deadly cares about the area that they're in and doesn't just put acts from London. We've really gone off road on this, haven't we?
Yes. Can we talk about Tom Bentley and the fact he looks like a panda? I don't want to make fun of people's appearance, but he does look like a panda.
Yeah.
Talking about TVs, and he said the line, which will haunt him. The only gadget you will need, and you'll be watching this now. Anyway.
The only gadget you'll ever need.
He said.
What did he say?
The only gadget you need or something. No, the only gadget you'll be watching this on, he said. I was watching it on my phone. So he was wrong. He was deadly wrong.
I was watching it on my wireless.
And he cut a TV up to show you what was inside it.
I love when the TV come out. Around the same time that 3D TVs made the appearance. They never lasted, did they?
No. But has people still got them?
My dad had one up until a few years ago.
What did he watch on it?
Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World, and in 3D, Schindler's List.
I thought you were going to say Coronation Street.
Coronation Street 3D. That old Peter Pan bit, isn't it, with stereo sound. Can I get a hot pot, hot pot, hot pot, hot pot?
It's got like you're walking into the Rover's Return.
Imagine. Would you like that?
No, I'm not that bothered.
Coronation Street VR.
What? Not VAR.
Where have I gone?
Not VAR, where you get to watch a replay of Coronation Street straight away.
It's UK Gold.
So then I moved on to phones. Yeah. And they're flip phones. Flip phones.
They are back in vogue now, though.
No, they're not.
They are. They're trying to make a comeback, the old flip phone.
You've seen the ones that have, like, it sort of bends the screen when you fold it up.
Yeah.
Why would you want one of them for?
Because you could open it up, plug it in like sound system and do your whole show off.
Oh, look. Well, look, I've got a case. Look. Oh, I've opened it up.
Yeah, but it's still a small screen. No, I just reckon, yeah. No, you're wrong. I'm going to take over the world.
No, but I want a big screen.
You don't want a big screen.
I want a big screen. Oh, I don't know. My old phone, I don't know what it was. It wasn't any bigger than this, but it just felt big, and I used to keep dropping it all the time, and I haven't dropped this. I've never dropped this, apart from when I've fallen over in my bike.
Drunk.
Well, if they won't pay you and they just ply you with booze, what is going to happen?
Yeah, I'm there next week.
I was very annoyed that one of the audience members was going to Graham. You were great, mate. And I was going, I was on as well. Oh, were you?
Genuinely, please don't tell me you did that. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That did happen.
Why? Yeah, I was there as well. I'm here too.
No, but I just don't like the fact that I think I'm the master of disguise, and just because I've taken a hat and glasses off, that no one recognises me.
I know, but this is the road you chose to walk.
Anyway, I'm following them on Instagram now, and they're going to come back next Thursday. Boom! Well,
next Thursday is there any tickets left for that?
No, it's free, isn't it? What are you thinking of?
Oh, you meant Matey Boy.
No, he's the week after.
Ah.
The only gigs I'm doing for 3 weeks are all in Rochester at the same venue. I'm doing a tour.
Maybe you should get that printed.
So, phones.
Phones.
It's download speed. And you can download 1 meg... No, one megbit. No, it's not 1 megbit, is it?
One megabit.
There you go. 1 megabit of data onto this lovely phone. I think you probably... Watches can do that now, can't they?
Yeah, I reckon my socks can probably do that now.
What, Adam's eye sock?
Adam's eye sock. Downloading the internet.
Why would you want your socks to download the internet?
I don't know. Download fragrance.
I think if they downloaded it, you wouldn't be able to see it. It just downloads it itself. And
yeah.
Have you downloaded the internet yet? Can I look at it? No.
I like this in this scenario. My socks are talking to me. Can I have a look? Oh, no.
We're also downloading the internet, aren't we?
Yeah, clever socks. Clever socks.
I don't think this show's going to do very well this week.
I don't, because we're kind of drifting in and out of consciousness with it. And it's been a busy week.
It's got a slide up and down action.
Sliding up and down action.
Yeah.
This is before action as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And he said, Nokia is the future.
The predictions are on point in this. That's what I like.
Did you have push to talk?
Yes.
You did?
Did you? Well,
no, I can't remember it.
I had a Motorola B100, 100, which was a small blue phone that was like a computer, but it had no headset. So you had to plug in the headset when you wanted to talk. Ridiculous.
What? So if you wanted to speak to someone, you just push the button and it would work like a walkie-talkie like you did for them. What? I don't remember this.
Great times, man. You missed out. But only if people had the push-to-talk phone.
Yeah, and if people were... they said even if people didn't want to be part of the conversation, if you wanted to speak to them, then you'd be in a meeting and you'd have someone yelling at you.
Hello! I'm hiding!
Do you remember the giveaway they used to have on?
Oh, what, the massive giveaway?
Yeah.
Here is stuff. Here is the future in a box.
The only problem is that in about a year, all of that will be obsolete and they'll have new stuff.
I did see it. I thought, oh, you've just given away CEX.
It's just sponsorship, isn't it? I bet they got sponsorship if they just mentioned their brand and it's like, oh, yeah, we'll give you a free one.
Definitely. Driving around in some of that cool early noughties tech.
You remember you saw Pokemon cards on the Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah.
This made me feel of the Antiques Roadshow watching it. Like, this is not aged very well.
Yeah, I felt very old. But part of me remembered it so clearly, like it was yesterday. I'm also invested in Pokemon cards at the moment. So what's this space?
What, Korean Pokemon cards?
No, normal ones. Going to make him a million.
Yeah, people of Korea. When he said normal ones, he meant English ones.
I did. That's exactly what I meant. All those Korean listeners out there.
And she edited the film, and I just thought, this now, Adam, you can just see what it's like me trying to edit this when I've finished.
Is that how you feel?
That's how it is. I was going to send you a video of me editing it, going, this is what I do. This is what I do every week. Move that silence. Put that music in. That's 8 hours gone, right?
True. We actually record this 4 weeks in advance.
Do we? How did we predict that a few celebrities have died?
I don't want to say.
No, we're on the inside.
Just go for the old one.
I didn't think she had... Someone had put a post up saying, oh, Tina Turner. And I do what I always do when there's a celebrity death, which is go straight to Wikipedia and make sure it's true. And it was nothing there. And I was like, oh, maybe she hasn't. Maybe it's a hoax again.
But there is someone on like Facebook who keeps posting people who died, but they have died. Simon Cowell sadly passes away. But they've superimposed his face onto like a dead body. Have you seen it?
No.
So, like, it's someone who is dead, but his face looking like it's on the PlayStation 2. What did he die of? Bad rendering?
Block syndrome.
Block syndrome. He was Roblox to death.
He's got... Oh, what's the one that people play? He's got Minecraft thing. Well, I'm not really with it today.
I don't think either of us are. What shall we give this show?
I've said all this. Yes. 200.
I'm going to give it 199.
Why?
Because it winds you up a bit.
Oh, yeah, it does. Because that's exactly the same score, but then it's not, is it?
No, it is exactly the same, but not.
Hang on, I'm doing the normal thing of I haven't got a pen, so I remember.
For the listeners, Chris has got a pen.
Got a pen. So 199 for the Get It Show. We could have done Primeval this week.
We could have done. Thank God we didn't.
Next week.
So let's
lock.
It's
in.
Roger Ackroyd.
Yeah, we'll tune in next week where we're not half dead.
But bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.